Well, hello everyone. This is Robin Duncan, and tonight our topic is an introduction to sound therapy and voice analysis. And so many people have never heard of sound therapy, or perhaps you have, but you're not really sure how it works, or why it works, or what you can use it for. And what I've found is that sound therapy can be used by individuals and also practitioners. Have you ever been drawn to another person's voice and you didn't know why? Or sometimes you hear someone's voice and it just drives you crazy, almost like nails on a chalkboard. Well, today you will learn why this is happening. In fact, there's this whole symphony that's playing in the form of tones that is being exchanged from one person to the other that you may not even be aware of. Some people ask me why I teach sound therapy and voice analysis when I'm also a teacher of A Course in Miracles. The Course teaches us that all healing is an inside job, which I fully embrace and support. And yet there are things here in our illusion, in the world of form and separation, which A Course in Miracles says that this is not the truth of our reality. And in fact, we will wake up at some point and actually understand that what we are experiencing right now is not our true reality. And yet there are things we do here, like we put our clothes on each day, and we eat, and we exercise, and we go on about our day. So there are things that we do while we are experiencing this body. And there are also tools that I find very helpful until we are fully awakened that really help us to calm our mind, to turn inward, to feel more powerful and confident, so that we can be better listeners. You know, if you're feeling really overwhelmed, or your energy level is very low, or your mind is very cluttered, and then you try to meditate or turn inward and listen to spirit, sometimes it can feel almost impossible. And sound therapy is one of those modalities, which is just a helpful tool that calms your mind, so that you can turn inward and get the answers that you've been seeking. So these are tools that I have put together in my own practitioner training program that I feel are a wonderful blend of tools while you are practicing those principles of A Course in Miracles and while you are on your own awakening journey. You know, I had a 22-year career in finance and accounting. And so many times I look back and I think, wouldn't it have been wonderful if I had these tools while I was a CFO of a large corporation? Wouldn't it have been wonderful that I could know how to calm my mind and increase my energy and to just feel more grounded and confident simply by using something as simple as sound therapy? After 22 years in finance and accounting, ultimately, I went through a very challenging divorce, and also the company I was working for consolidated and ended up reporting to another company in another state, and everything came to a grinding halt. And at that time, I was feeling so much emotional pain and physical pain, and I really started praying and asking for things that would help me to get through that very difficult time of my life. It was as if I was spinning all those plates in my life. You know those plates, the ones where you're just trying to get everything done and trying to not let anything fail or fall apart. And then all of a sudden, all of my plates crashed to the ground. At least that's what it felt like. So it took me into this search for the truth, and that's when I came into the principles of A Course in Miracles. That's when people show up in your life, like my husband Terry, who bought me my first book. And it was so amazing to read what it said, and it just felt like salve in a wound. It was just something I really needed to read and understand. And during that same time of my life, I started to be introduced to very helpful tools that even at a temporary level while we're here in this experience were so helpful to me and those are some of the tools that I'm sharing with you through this series. It felt like it gave me a restart in my own life. As I turned inward to find answers, the answers came from the inside out, and sound therapy is one of those answers. I felt like it reactivated my feeling of personal power. You know, when I was in my former marriage, my former husband had a lower voice, and I never realized at the time that his voice and the way he was broadcasting his voice, which is just his normal speaking voice, but it was actually impacting me in how I was feeling about myself. So I'll explain more about that in a moment. But when you are speaking in your normal speaking voice, you are actually registering different tones on the musical scale. You know, if I was to talk up here, I'm actually talking in a higher tone. Or if I was to talk down here, I'm in a lower tone. So you can see that different voices have different musical tones, just the same as an instrument would have different musical tones. You know, most people are familiar with a piano in that the lower tones are way over on the left and the middle tones are right there in the middle. The very high tones are up there on the right. And our bodies are very much the same way in the physical sense, in that our lower tones are helping our lower body to activate. It's almost like our body is vibrating at a certain level, and when we hear certain tones, it actually activates our body on a certain level. So my former husband, with his lower male tones, was actually activating my lower body, and it really helped me to have a greater sense of confidence and personal power, because that's what those lower tones do. You'll notice certain people just naturally have a greater sense of feeling confident and powerful, and usually it's those people that are speaking in lower tones. And every time they speak, I call that broadcasting, every time they speak, it is not only vibrating those tones within their own body, but it's vibrating those tones within other people around them. So after I experienced my own separation and divorce, which was, you know, all that was so hard and challenging on everybody in my family, but as I went back to work, I noticed that I didn't feel quite right. It was almost like my sense of grounding was missing. I wasn't feeling like myself. And it wasn't until later that I realized that without having my former husband's voice tones present with me every day, that my own sense of personal power began to wane. But the more I remembered about sound therapy and started listening to those lower body tones, just sleeping through the night on very low volume, well, that sense of personal power began to wake up in me again. So you'll find that different people in your life have different voice tones, and those tones are actually activating you on a spiritual level, an emotional level, and a physical level. As each one of us has a gift, we explore what those gifts are. And sometimes you're aware of what they are, sometimes they come to you over time, and sometimes you're not aware at all until you hear it, or you see it, or you feel it. But as you reach into your personal gifts, and I believe every person has those gifts, it's like the memory of that gift returns. You know, some people are tailors, and all of a sudden when they work with material or fabric, they just seem to know how to sew, and they don't even know why. You know, some people are natural musicians without ever taking a lesson. They just take off, and they're able to play a guitar or a piano, or it all starts to come back to them over time. Some people are artists, and maybe they go their whole life without realizing it, and maybe at 45 years old, they pick up a paintbrush, and they're shocked to see what comes out on that canvas. You know, there's so many gifts. We are expressing ourselves in different ways. And for me, sound therapy was one of my gifts. You know, it started to make sense why, as a child, I grew up on stage. I was actually in a country western band with my two brothers and my sister. And so from the age of about 3 to about 11, I grew up singing country music on stage in, you know, full costume and cowgirl hat and my little fringe skirt and my cowgirl boots. And, you know, music became such a big part of my life, and it always has been. But what I didn't realize is all those years of being in music, it was really activating me and helping me to feel balanced and grounded and clear. And, you know, I can say while I went through school, things went very easily for me. I was a 4.0 student. And I'm not saying that sound therapy guarantees you'll be a 4.0 student, but music has a great influence on how we feel and how we think. You know, they've proven that even playing classical music in the background has an impact on how you process information and your ability to retain information. So music was so much a part of me and everything that I experienced that there was a time when I purchased a new keyboard. It was a musical electronic keyboard, and it was one of those that plays all kinds of different instruments, even though it looks like it's just a keyboard. So I could make sounds of flutes and clarinets and piano keyboards and harps, and, you know, I had so much fun with this keyboard. Gave it to myself on my own birthday. And I put my headset on, and I was just learning how to play this keyboard, seeing how it worked. And I knew that in my vocal tones that I speak with, that I didn't have a lot of C's and D's. You know, right now as I'm speaking to you, I am speaking to you mostly in the tones of F, F sharp, G, and G sharp. And what you'll learn through my class is that these tones are all in the central part of the body. So as I'm speaking, I'm kind of activating your heart tones in that area. And as you're speaking, depending upon your voice chart, you will then be activating me in other parts of my body. And as you talk with different people and they talk with you, there's this whole exchange of tones that is happening, and it's really a beautiful thing because each person is really benefiting by the person that they're with in some way. So I put on this headset, and I thought, you know, I think I'll just play around with some C's and D's because those are not tones in my chart. I was aware that I didn't speak very low, so I brought in those low tones. And I was just playing on my keyboard, doing different chord selections, but mostly in the tones of C's and D's. And I did this for about an hour and a half, having a great time playing the flute sounds and then the harp sounds and then the clarinet sounds and then some drumming, and I was just having so much fun. But as I slipped off my headset, I had been wearing shorts as I was sitting there playing, and I looked down at my legs, and my legs were just covered in bumps, almost like BBs under my skin. I know that sounds kind of terrible, but I did a quick check-in with Spirit and said, you know, what is this? What's going on? And the message I got back from my higher consciousness was, keep going. It's activating your lower body. It's activating your growth circulation. And because those tones have not been active in you in a long time, your energy is kind of like trying to find a way to expand and move out of my body in a sense. It was kind of trapped by my own skin, so it kind of came up in the way of bumps, almost like goosebumps, but a little more solid than this. And those bumps actually stayed with me for a couple of weeks. They didn't hurt. They weren't red. And then all of a sudden, they went away. But what I noticed right away after I had activated those tones in my own body is I was able to exercise more easily. I was able to run more easily. I had more energy. I was able to complete tasks more easily. My mind was more clear. My cravings came down. It was so interesting to see how all this came together. The lower vibrations had activated my lower body. And this was something I was praying about in terms of trying to feel more energized, trying to feel more personally powerful, trying to get things done. And it felt like Spirit had given me this little tool that was so easy to help activate these parts of myself. And I like to make it clear that we're not broken. You know, it's not giving you something that you don't have. In sound therapy, it is waking up something that you already have. It's almost like if your body was a 12-string guitar, it might be that you're playing 7 out of those 12 strings when you speak with your speaking voice. And because your voice doesn't go down to a certain level or up to a certain level, then those tones on the guitar are not being utilized. So every person has all 12 tones within the physical body that are there to be activated, and that's why we tend to draw ourselves to other people that have those tones that are not active within us now. Really fascinating to practice with sound therapy and then to activate those tones within yourself that are not already active and to feel the difference even on an emotional, spiritual, or physical level. Once you have the track that is needed for your personal speaking voice, you can actually play that musical healing track when you're asleep at night, and you can just play it on a very low volume. Many people have reported to me that they sleep better, they sleep more soundly through the night, they wake up feeling more refreshed, more energized. So it really depends on what tones you need, which is what we determine when we prepare a voice chart for you. So as you activate your lower body, those lower body tones, now remember there's 12 tones on the musical scale, so down near your pelvis, the tone of C is what activates that lower part of the pelvis. They call that the root chakra. So the tones of C and C sharp are the tones that activate your root chakra. And you'll find that as you hear those tones, or if another person comes into your life that speaks in those tones, that you will be even more drawn to the color red. If you are drawn to the color red right now, it could be that the C tones are already activated in your own personal voice chart. But each tone has a related color that it activates within your energy field. Like if you go listen to Fs and F sharps, you will find yourself feeling very drawn to the color of green, whether it's green foods or green cars or green plants. All of a sudden, the color of green will feel very energizing to you, and you will notice it as it goes by, and it will just draw your attention like a magnet. So as I'm speaking to you right now, I'm speaking in those middle body tones, and that's activating you in your heart chakra area. Another bonus to sound therapy is as you listen to those lower body tones, you'll even find that your cravings come down. You know, because I don't have a natural C and D in my speaking voice, I will tend to reach for foods that will help me to feel grounded. Foods like proteins or nuts or even sugars to get more energy or carbs to get more energy. I'll start reaching out for foods to fill in my perceived gap. But what you can do instead is use sound therapy. Doesn't have any calories, doesn't have any fat, and you'll find that your cravings come down. It is just amazing. So you'll find that as you research what is going on for you, as we do a voice chart with you, you will become aware of the tones that are very active in your own speaking voice and those that we call underactive. And the ones that are underactive are the ones that we suggest that you listen to as you go to sleep at night on very low volume. In fact, you don't even really need to hear it. It does need to be playing, but you can be playing the television, you can have a fan running in the room, but as long as you have those tones playing, they are actively waking up those tones in your own energy field. As I began to explore more sound therapy, it just seemed as though I was remembering more and more about what it was, why it worked. It seemed like it was an ancient healing modality that I was aware of, and it just came back to me. And the more I researched it, I found another person that is very gifted in sound therapy, and his name is Wayne Perry. So he's someone you can check out as well. And Wayne is a wonderful teacher, and he actually uses his voice to do voice toning sessions to bring balance back to the physical body. If you've never done it before, it is a treat. It's a great experience, and you'll feel that musical vibration moving through your whole body that he does with his own voice. As I looked around, I was trying to find sound therapy CDs where I could wake up those lower body tones that I needed for myself, but I found that a lot of the musical tracks that I was finding were very expensive. In fact, some of the healing tracks were $1,000 for 3 minutes of healing music, and so I decided to create my own. And a few of those tracks are out on my website at miraclecenterstore.com, down under the category on the left for sound therapy, and I will be adding all of my tracks very shortly here so you can see what is available. The tracks that I create are ones that you can listen to and sleep to on a very low volume, and these tracks are very affordable. If you decide to become a sound therapy practitioner, these are also products that you can sell so that you can gain yet another income stream, not only creating voice charts for your clients, but also selling the sound therapy music so that they can apply that after they have received their voice chart. You know, one of the first people that I shared my sound therapy tracks with was my own mother. And my father at the time had been sick. He had emphysema. And so he was back in the back bedroom, and he was in bed, and he was under oxygen a lot of the time. And they really weren't getting to converse the way that they used to. And, you know, in the old days, they would sit at the table, and they would have lots of conversation. And I didn't realize it at that time, but my father's tones were activating my mother's lower body, and my mother's tones were activating my father's upper body. And so this balance was going on between them for all of those years. And they were married just shy of 60 years when my father passed. As a couple, you'll find that you are drawn to another person who either has a very similar voice chart, and you'll see so many things in the same way. You'll have many common interests, common values. Or if you have a few of the tones in your chart that are underactive, you will tend to draw a partner into your life that has the tones that are not activated within you. And then they will bring those tones in through their speaking voice. And if I were to conduct a voice chart on you and then on a partner of yours, you would find it fascinating how those two charts go together. And it's almost like you are drawn together in this symphony, and you can see why you brought yourself to one another, because you will be that perfect complement for each other in a sound kind of way. It's so much fun to look at how this works. As my mother was experiencing lower energy and her balance was going away, and she started to do some shaking, and she couldn't write a check anymore, and she couldn't really hold a glass of water anymore without shaking, I thought, you know, I think I'm going to make a CD for her that reflects my father's vocal tones. Maybe that would help. And I felt like in my mind it would help, but I didn't know to what degree. So when I went to visit her one time, I took a custom sound therapy healing CD, and I said, "Hey, Mom," and I bought her a player, and I put this CD on the player. I said, "Why don't you just try this? I'm going to put it on really low volume in your kitchen. I'm going to loop it for you, and just let it play for like 3 days. And if it doesn't make you feel any different, just throw it away. It won't hurt my feelings, but maybe we can do something here." And I put the CD on, very low volume, looped the whole CD so it would play again and again. And I left for the evening, came back down to Southern California. And the next morning, she called me. And she said, "My shaking has stopped. I'm not shaking." She goes, "What could it be that CD? Is that what's happening? And I just smiled because I knew it was the CD. And from that point on, it really helped her to ground, to feel balanced, to feel strong. And to this day, and this is many years later, probably almost a decade later, I would say, if not more, she still has it playing in her living room, which is where she spends a lot of her time during the day. But if it shuts off, she's the first one to say, hey, can you turn that back on? And it's really given her a quality of life in a physical way that I feel certain she would not have experienced. And so I feel really good that if I never did anything more with sound therapy, that my own mother got to benefit from that feeling of being grounded and stronger and to have her shaking go away. So when that worked so well, I decided to create a custom CD for my father. And what I created for him was really filling in the voice chart from my mother that he was no longer hearing on a daily basis or with any level of frequency. And immediately, he started to act differently. He was just feeling more connected. He wanted to reach out to people more. He was sleeping more soundly. He wasn't needing his oxygen as much, because when he was listening to the sound tones that reflected my mother's voice, it helped his chest to expand. It helped his breathing to calm down. It just helped him to feel just more safe, more loved, more valuable, because that's what those heart tones do, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But you'll find that different people have different voice charts, and it's pretty simple, it's easy to learn, and you can actually conduct a voice chart over the phone or in person. So as you become a sound therapy practitioner, if you have a friend that lives in Europe and you're here in the United States, you can actually prepare a voice chart for them right over the phone, and you can make a sound therapy recommendation. And all this can be done in under an hour. Really, if you're moving quickly, you could do it in 30 minutes or less. It's easy to identify, and it is easy to apply so that you can start feeling the results. There was a time I was working with a six-year-old boy, and I was applying some EFT with the source technique, and he just had so much anxiety. And I decided that in the background, because of the anxiety, I would put on one of my sound therapy tracks that's called The Awakening in D sharp. And The Awakening music is something that I composed. The intention is to help you feel more plugged in, more safe. It actually activates the tones that are in your navel area near the sacral chakra. So it's almost where your umbilical cord is when you're a baby. These tones activate that area, kind of helping you to feel like someone hit the reset button on you. And so I played those tones very lightly in the background while I was beginning to work with this child. And within 2 minutes, I'd say, he said, "What is that sound?" And, you know, it was way down low. And I explained that it was just a sound therapy CD that I had created. And he said, "I can breathe better." And I just start smiling every time, because it just has an interesting impact on different people in different ways. But here's this six-year-old boy just saying straight out of the gate that he can breathe better. And that D sharp was helping to anchor him where he felt a little stronger, a little more peaceful, a little less anxiety. And so as a result, he was able to breathe better. You know, different people have different voice charts, and some people play their television nonstop, and they don't even realize why. Some people say, "Oh, it's just for company because I live alone." But my sense of it is that when people play the television in the background just to hear the tones, they don't realize it, but they're kind of medicating their own physical vibration with all the tones that are coming across on the television. I call that tonal medication. So again, it's just waking up in you what you already have, but it sure feels good when those tones have been asleep for a while. You know, it's almost like if your body was a car and it was running on 12 spark plugs. You know, with our speaking voice, We might be firing on 5 or 6 or 7 of those spark plugs, but the other 5 aren't being used at all. So you can imagine that if your body was driven by 12 spark plugs and maybe 5 of those spark plugs are not firing, then you may not feel the full performance of what is possible. So what we're doing through that sound therapy is reactivating those tones so you can feel that balance all through your body. You know, a male voice chart is a little different than a female voice chart. Generally speaking, most males, their voices are low and they vibrate a lot in the lower body. You know, no surprise there, right? So they vibrate a lot in the lower body. And the female voice charts, I would say about 70% of the time, we vibrate from about the navel on up to the top of the head. So every time we speak, we are activating not only ourselves in the upper body, but again, we're activating our partners, our friends, our coworkers in their upper body. So there's all this exchanging going on of tone to tone. And so when you compare the male chart to the female chart, you'll find that it's a beautiful combination of people drawing together to share those tones and activate those tones within each other. Sound therapy is subtle, but it can make such a big difference, especially for those people where certain tones in their own vocal chart are not very active. And again, it's waking up what you already have. So as we think about those 12 tones, you know, I've already shared that the C tone is the tone that wakes up your root chakra. So if you're finding it hard to manifest or your prosperity seems low, it does help to listen to those C and C sharp tones, the D and D sharp, because it kind of wakes up your whole lower body. It really helps you to feel more strong and powerful as a human being. So it's not about your spiritual level and all that, but it helps you to feel strong as you're walking as a human in this world. And you'll find that as you listen to those tones at night, all of a sudden your growth circulation is moving more efficiently. You'll find that your cravings come down for sweets or for carbs. You'll find your ability to get tasks completed is much more natural to you. You know, I don't have a lot of C's and D's in my natural speaking voice, so if I don't listen to them, I don't get a whole lot done. I'd much rather have a conversation with someone, find out what's going on with them. I'd rather be in relationship instead of getting things done. So when I have a lot of work to do, I throw on my sound therapy tones. I still do it all the time. And I throw on those lower body tones that I do not naturally give to myself through my own speaking voice. And I find that I'm able to plow right through my tasks and get them done much more quickly than I would otherwise. So the bottom 4 tones, which are C, C-sharp, D, and D-sharp, really help to accentuate your feeling of confidence, your power, to complete tasks, to feel more assertive, to say what you're really feeling or what you're really thinking. Sometimes if you don't have those tones activated in your own physical being, you'll find that it's hard to tell people what you really think. You're just not feeling very strong or powerful in that way. And then there's these middle body tones, which are E, F, F sharp, and G. You do not have to be a musician to understand all this. What I do like you to understand is that these middle body tones are helping to activate your middle body. And so you'll find that this is very helpful for not only your respiratory system and for clearing your liver. It's helpful for relating to other people. When these are activated, you will find that you feel a little more loved, a little more connected, a little more plugged in to other people. You'll feel a little more energized because in that solar plexus, when that's activated, you'll feel a little higher energy level. So that whole feeling of love and offering love and receiving love, all that gets much more activated when you start to listen to those middle body tones. And then there's the upper body tones, which is G sharp, A, B flat, and B. And you'll find there's different names for different tones, but you have the whole thing on a chart in your practitioner manual. It's very easy to use and apply. But those upper body tones help you with clarity and spiritual connection, helps you to analyze things a little bit easier, helps you in your communication with other people, you know, verbally, and just able to put what you're thinking into words. It helps you to feel more connected into higher consciousness, to enhance your intuition, your intuitive awareness. And you'll find that people that are very active in their upper body tones with their natural speaking voice, you'll find that those are your ministers, they are your professors, they are your scientists, and you'll find that with those upper body tones, these are your deep thinkers. Because every time they speak, they're activating that upper part of the body, which is really moving all the time. If you're one to really have racing thoughts, you're thinking about things all the time, can't seem to shut it off, we would find on your voice chart that there's probably a lot of vocal activity that is activating your upper body. Now, no one is broken. This is not saying you're flawed in any way, but what you'll find is that those tones that you're not naturally giving to yourself, you can simply sleep to them on very low volume, and it will wake up those areas, and then all of a sudden, you're just noticing that you're acting a little differently, you're feeling a little more balanced, a little more grounded, and it's just a wonderful thing. You know, if you're more of the F-tone person like me, it's almost like we're harp players or flute players. We have a little softer tone that we offer to other people. So if I have those as my natural tones and I don't have C's and D's, which are those lower body tones, in my speaking voice, and if I don't do anything about that, I will naturally attract people into my life that have those lower body tones. This is when you think, oh, his voice is so wonderful. It's so soothing. You know, it feels like you could just lay right into that voice. So you'll attract people that have the tones that you do not naturally give to yourself. Now, at first, this will feel magical. It will feel like bliss. It will be the most wonderful thing. And then what happens is those lower body tones that the other person is speaking in will start to activate within you because they're speaking to you. And your level of assertiveness, your level of personal power, everything starts to come up, and then you don't have as much of a need for that person that is quite so dominant. And this is where conflict starts to come in the relationship, because you drew the person in the first place because you really, really enjoyed their tones, and it was kind of activating something in you that hadn't been activated. And then all of a sudden, as you are activated, you don't need those tones as much as you once did, and you might even find them a little bit overwhelming. You might feel like that person is a little bit too controlling, a little bit too dominant. So for me, a person that would almost be like a flute player or a harpist or something, it's almost like a tuba player comes and sits down next to me, and I might run out of the room because it's just too strong. But the more I activate those tones naturally within me in the lower body, I will find it very pleasant to sit next to that tuba player, because that will be much more in my bandwidth of tones that is activated. So we'll talk way more about that and what all that means. But you'll find that some voices draw you in and it just feels like silk. It feels like food sometimes. And other people, it just repels you. Sometimes it can be your own voice tone being played back to you. Like if I have an overactive F-sharp tone in my natural speaking voice, if another person comes to me that has an overactive F-sharp in their voice, it will make me feel very crowded, like I need to get away. You know, it's almost like two tones that are overactive coming together. Just like anything else, you will feel kind of naturally inclined to pull away. But the more that you balance with sound therapy and you're not overactive, you're not underactive, you will draw even more balanced people into your life. So this is a lot of fun to look at. Every tone has a job to do within the body. And we offer sound charts so you can really look at what each tone is doing on a spiritual, emotional, and a physical level, and how other people's tones are influencing you and how that is changing how you feel within yourself. Sound therapy can help in so many ways, and it can even be life-changing for some, like my own mother and even my father. I mean, to see that all of a sudden he was able to use less oxygen, and this went on for months because he had been using oxygen very extensively, and even from listening to the sound therapy, all of a sudden I noticed that he would turn the machine off. He just wouldn't need it for large periods of time. And now he has since passed, but I really feel in my heart that I was able to create something for him that gave him a few more days and weeks and months of something that felt a little more peaceful in his own life. And it's something that's so simple. Sound therapy is also very affordable in terms of treatment versus other therapies. You know, sometimes we can be sent off to some kind of pharmacy and, you know, one bottle of pills and we don't even know what they are can cost $200 or more. I've even heard where one pill can cost $1,000 and you can't even describe what's in that pill. But when you're using sound therapy, it's extremely affordable in comparison, and it brings so many wonderful benefits. And the more you use it, the more you get almost like a relationship with it. Like when I have a lot of work to do, I can throw on those lower body tones. Or if I'm getting ready to meditate, I can put on my upper body tones, kind of clear my mind and really open up that vibration in the top part of my body. And so for different things, you will use different tones. It's so easy to use because you can just sleep to it. You put it on a loop mode on a very low volume, and over time you will really see the influence and be able to know exactly the one you need and when you need it. You know, if you're heading off to a big business meeting and you need to feel strong and clear and get your point across, you know, I have sound therapy recommendations for that, that you can actually play in your car on your way to the meeting to really kind of pump you up and help you to feel strong and confident so that when you get into that meeting, you're just good to go. You feel very powerful in your presentation. You know, we prepare voice charts for each one of our clients when they purchase a sound therapy session. And in those voice charts, we have you speak for a few minutes, and we have a series of interview questions that we ask to each and every person, different questions for children versus adults. But as you're speaking, we use a little tuner, which is something you will need to purchase in addition to the training that you purchase through our center. So you'll purchase a little tuner. It costs about $70, and I'll give you all that information about how to do that as you get closer to the class. You'll read the tuner, you'll record the voice chart as the person is speaking, and after just a few minutes, you'll get a very nice snapshot of the person's voice chart. And right away, you will have something to use to interpret what is overactive, what is underactive, and what they can do to really help out their situation. Once you have completed the chart, it's very simple to make a sound therapy recommendation once you have taken the training and learned what you need to do to assist your clients. So remember, about 70% of the time, you know, there's a certain chart that many females have, and about 70% of the time, there's many charts that a male has, but you'll find that some females speak in a lower voice. I call that my lower body female, and lower body females will tend to come across more powerful, maybe more businesslike, maybe they're able to complete tasks a little bit easier. But your upper body people, the ones that are very active in the upper body, sometimes they can process information very quickly. They're very clear, very sharp. They might be very clairvoyant or claircognizant or clairaudient or clairsentient. as your upper body is activated, this is a wonderful thing too. So it's not that one has a benefit necessarily over the other, but it is good to have all 12 tones activated within you so that you just feel a nice sense of balance at all times. And you'll find that this training will bring so much insight as to why your relationships have gone the way they have and what you can do to bring balance not only back within yourself, but to help you in your relationships as you go forward. Sound therapy has so many benefits. It's helped my skin. It helps my vision. It's helped my hair. It helps with energy. It helps with feeling connected to other people. Again, these are all physical body things. Now, we learn in A Course in Miracles that we are not a body. We are eternal spirit, and yet we find ourselves living in this physical body, at least for a while. So this is just one of those tools that helps us to bring things together, make things easier, sleep better at night, feel a little more healthy, so we can turn inward and we can lay down some of the anxiety and some of the fear and just feel more grounded. And this makes us a much better listener when we are turning inward, when we're in prayer, when we're listening to higher consciousness. We also offer our sound therapy practitioners a sound therapy starter kit. And this is really everything you need to launch your practice as a sound therapy practitioner. And again, it is so much fun. And it's something that you can do to really help your clients in a way that is natural and non-invasive, and they will get such a kick out of it all at the same time. And remember that as you purchase the sound therapy training class, you will need to purchase a tuner, but I will send out information about that. It's about $70 on Amazon. I will tell you which one to purchase, and you will not need to purchase that tuner until the start date of the class. So it is the world's easiest healing modality, I am convinced. I have seen it help so many people, including myself. Voice charts can be done in person or over the phone. And sound therapy is a way to really have an impact on what's going on for you. Even if you're studying for an exam, there's certain tones you can put on in the background that just help you to think more clearly and have more energy while you're studying. So you might want to find out what tones you are broadcasting with your speaking voice. It's always a lot of fun to get your voice chart done and find out, oh my goodness, you know, there's like 5 out of 12 tones that I don't give myself with my speaking voice. And then very easily, you can listen to those tones at night while you sleep or playing, you know, on your computer while you work, and you can give those tones to yourself. And the beauty is when you activate those tones within yourself through the sound therapy, you will tend to draw people in your life that are much more balanced within their vocal field. So that's a lot of fun to learn about, and we will cover that much more extensively. Remember that no one is broken. We just use tones in our voice depending upon what our focus is. You know, it's no surprise that my tones are centrally located because I love working with people and relationships and therapy and helping people. So it's no surprise that my vocal tones are very active in my central body, and that when I'm speaking, I'm actually activating your heart tones. Now, for a person that does not have active heart tones, you'll find them to enjoy being independent or a little more isolated. They find that being around other people is a little bit invasive, or that, you know, it's just that you'll find different voice charts reflect what the person is interested in. But as you activate those tones that are a little less active, all of a sudden, even that person that has been kind of independent or isolated, even like my father at one point, after one night of listening to those middle body tones, the first thing he did, even though he was sick in the bed, is he got up early in the morning, announced to my mother, this is after one night of sound therapy, said, "We need to go visit my sister." And she said, but you haven't been out of bed, and I don't know if that's a good idea. He said, nope, I'm feeling good. I want to go visit my sister. So they drove an hour to visit the sister. They've ended up visiting two more relatives before they came home. He was up all day, and by the end of the day, he was actually sewing buttons on his pants. My mother was like, what is going on here? But he felt more connected to his world. It was just something that woke up in him where he wanted to feel more connected to his people, more connected even to his clothing. He noticed things that were missing that he wanted to have done, and it was just mind-boggling. In fact, my mother, in a notebook, took notes about all the different things that they both experienced when this started happening. You know, I have students of many ages, and one of my more senior students, she was 83 at the time, and we put together a sound therapy CD for her and her husband. They both came to my class in person, and at the time it was being offered in person. And they were both in their 80s. I believe he was 88, she was 83. But we put together a custom CD for them as a couple. And what was so fascinating is after a week, she came marching back into my office. She was in a full business suit, had on some beautiful pearls. She popped these brochures down on my desk, and she said, I started a new business. And I'm like, you what? You know, she's 83 starting a new business. How fantastic is that? And she had her brochures made, her business card made, and she was off and launched into a new business. And what she needed in her voice chart was the lower body tones. It was something that she hadn't been able to give to herself with her own speaking voice. And her husband, as he had become, you know, up in his years, they weren't talking as much. His voice had changed somewhat. And so by simply sleeping to those lower body tones, she was able to get a whole new fresh start in launching a business. So in the practitioner training, I will show you what each tone means and how to identify it, how to see it on your tuner, how to put it on the voice chart, and how to take an accurate reading of another person's voice, whether it is over the phone or in person when you're conducting that chart. I will help you to interpret the chart so you know how to tell your client, you know, what it means and what would help them, and there's so many interesting things within the chart because we can actually identify much of the time an ancient relationship on their chart. We can identify some childhood concerns that are still unresolved. We can identify, you know, the male tones, the female tones. We can identify the areas within your vocal field that help you with higher consciousness to see things in a broader perspective. So there's so many things that we can share with you about your vocal chart. I'll show you what not to do in a session and the things to avoid and how to chart a couple, both the do's and the don'ts while you're preparing those charts for a couple. Because if you actually work with only one person in the relationship, and this is a person that sleeps with another person, well, we would want to be very aware of both voice charts because what you recommend to one person may not be the best recommendation for the other person. Charting a couple is a really interesting part of this work. I will show you how to chart a family, you know, the little children all the way up to the parents, and what you can do in a family environment to bring more harmony to the environment, to help the family feel stronger and more connected. You can also use sound therapy in a business setting. You know, we had one client that used her sound therapy because when she would play it in her office, she would find that the other people just outside of her office were not as chatty. They would come into her office because she had a lot of lower body tones. They would be naturally drawn into her office, and they would want to converse with her because they were actually getting the benefit of her lower body tones, not even realizing why they wanted to talk with her. But as she played the lower body tones in her office, she said everybody outside of her office was way more productive. It was like sending those sound waves out to them so they didn't have to come into her office and get that little tonal hit that they were looking for. A lot of this is really funny, too. As we go through the class, you'll see what I'm talking about. You know, if someone has the experience of illness, what I found in doing the sound therapy charts, and I haven't done enough data collection, but I do have many hypotheses about how sound and illness and all that seems to work together. You know, for instance, people that I have done sound charts with that have some form of lung cancer, what I've noticed is that they don't have a lot of those middle body tones activated in their voice chart. So you can imagine if your middle body is not very activated, you're not playing the strings on that guitar in that area, that your chest would start to feel a little stagnant and maybe sluggish. You know, somehow the circulation is not working as well in that area. It's not vibrating very much. And so people with different illnesses, I have found that their sound therapy chart actually seems to correlate with what's going on for them. And I'll talk much more about that in the class. And we can also use sound therapy to calm down a hostile environment, you know, whether it's in your home or outside of the home in a work environment, or even if we were to bring it into a prison or something like that, where certain people might be intimidating other people, that if we could bring these sound tones into that environment and send out waves of the calming heart tones, it is just amazing how people settle down, they start talking with one another more reasonably, they start seeing through each other's eyes and really connecting in a whole different way. Sound therapy really helps to bring people together in more harmony and also to quickly energize and get tasks completed. I know that's one of my favorite uses, and I use it just about every day for that. I do get a lot done, and I feel really calm and peaceful about that. You know, if I turn off those tones for too long, my natural inclination is to stay away from my office and just meditate all the time because that's what I love to do, and I still do that. But, of course, you know, we have things to get done in our lives, and so it's just one tool that just helps you get those things accomplished. I teach you how to recommend tones to your clients based on their voice chart and their goals, how to put that all in combination together. And I teach you how to stop charting when the chart is done and how to know when that's been accomplished. So remember that this is a way to bring in an easy and helpful way to improve your life. And to do this on an emotional level, a spiritual level, and a physical level. You'll learn about our interview questions and the ones we use with different people and how to draw that information and what's relevant and what's not. You'll see our sound therapy color charts, whether it's the colors, the tones, the chakras, different foods that people eat to activate the chakras, and then, of course, to activate them with tone as well. You'll find that sound therapy can be used for individuals, in relationships, can be used with couples, with seniors, with children. You can use it with illness. I remember a woman who took it to use for her mother, who was in a senior facility, and her mother had been very depressed, staying in her room, and just not doing well in her health at all. And my student was very worried about her and what would be happening for her. So she put it on loop and she put it in her room where she was staying at the facility. And within 48 hours, all the staff at the hospital were commenting on how her mother all of a sudden was every day asking to go out into the dining room and converse with the other patients there, and she was laughing and she was creative, and they didn't know what was going on. It just seemed like she had taken a turn for the better. So I hear this time after time, and you'll find that depending on what tones you have that are over or under active, then that's how you will experience sound therapy. You know, if we take your chart and you're pretty balanced all throughout the 12 tones, you're not going to experience as much of a difference as somebody like me who does not have those lower body tones in my energy field. So we'll just see what your tones look like and how we can help you out. You know, why not make things easier? Because some things seem so hard. And this is one of those areas that is very easy, very fun, and very helpful. It is more impactful for those who need those tones more than others. And you'll find, again, it's just waking it up for you. It's not giving you something that you don't already have. Becoming a sound therapy practitioner is fun, it's helpful, and it puts the pieces of the puzzles together. It will make so much sense to you, and you will have so much fun while you're learning how to do it. You will understand so much more about why people act the way they do and what you can do to help them and help yourself. I thank you all for joining me, and I hope you'll meet me over there at MiracleCenterStore.com and become part of our sound therapy training. I'd love to be your instructor and show you this amazing modality so that you can get started helping people through sound and tone and music.